بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. As we learn from our Hazrat that at the commencement of any majlis, if we discuss one action of sunnah, then inshallah ta'ala it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that particular act of sunnah will become aam. And as we act on the various sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our life will truly change. And one particular sunnah that Hazrat has mentioned several times in the after Asr Majlis is to look at the mundane. And using the mundane, the regular things to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming out of the marketplace. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were looking for him. And he happened to come across some carrion. It was a dead goat that was on the street. And the goat was slightly strange. Either the ears were severed or the ears were very small. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clung on to the ears of the dead animal. We don't even want to touch the dead animal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clung on to the ears and said, "Who will want to purchase this for one dirham?" So the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, even if it was alive, we wouldn't want to purchase it for one dirham. Because its ears are already severed. So we're already losing out." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making the Sahaba look at this mundane aspect, making the Sahaba radiallahu anhum recognize this, he said, "Wallahi, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the value of this dunya is even less than this. But we live for this dunya. So to use the mundane." On one occasion, it was our great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were walking from the masjid back to Hazrat's house after Salatul Fajr. And we just finished Fajr namaz, we're walking back, and the street lights, we know the mundane aspect is the municipality turns the lights on or off. But as we were walking, the sun was rising. We don't think anything about it. Hazrat turned our attention to this. And Hazrat said, "Look at the lights. It's as if they are saying that we don't have the majal, we don't have the gall, we don't have the audacity that when the sun is up, then we also shine." And likewise, Hazrat mentioned that if we understand that we don't have the gall, that when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib in our hearts, it's dominant in our hearts, how can we love anything else? How can our hearts be inclined towards anything else? So this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever ni'mat, whatever situation is before us, to use this mundane aspect. On one occasion, Hazrat mentioned, when Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had come here, I believe they were in the basement or it was on the dastarkhan, and there was some commotion on the dastarkhan, some way down the line, someone had spilled the jug and water had spilled everywhere. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi asked what happened. And someone responded that the jug fell. And Hazrat got cross and said that, "Did the jug have legs that it fell by itself?" No, that the person should take this i'tiraf and make the admission that I dropped the jug. And when the person, what was the purpose of doing that? When a person does that, then he can make i'tiraf al-dhunub. He can admit that, "Yeah, yes, oh Allah, I am a sinner. I am the one who did this." And when he understands that I am the one who did this, then he has obtained a high station by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Indian subcontinent, in our recent history, there is perhaps one particular individual that we don't know much about. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahimahullah. He wasn't well known amongst the awam, more known amongst the ulama. And he used to jest and make fun of the people who would go to visit Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. In fact, he would say, "Tum chuhe ki tarah is billi ke samne kyun baithte ho? Why do you sit in front of this cat like you are mice? What does he have?" So one of his very intelligent friends said, "Listen, I'm not going to defend. Why don't you just come one time? And then if you don't like it, I won't ever come back." He said, "Okay, fine." And so he brought him and he sat in the majlis of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and his whole life changed in one bayan. And he came to Hazrat Thanvi after and he said, "Hazrat, hame kuch nasihat dijega. Give us some advice." So Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah looked at him and said, "That you are the greatest alim in this area. Everyone knows you. Your name is in every home. Everyone is aware of your position. Those who have awareness. What can I give you? What advice can I advise you?" And he insisted once, twice, three times. Thereafter, Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah looked at him and said, hum hamare haji sahab se bar 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 ek hi nasihat sune. From haji sahab we just heard one advice again and again. What is that? Apne aap ko mita do. Just completely annihilate yourself. And when you annihilate yourself, everything will be laid open for us. Hazrat subhanallah so beautifully has laid out this ayah, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. If we all now know the translation of this ayah, if you were to ask us what is the translation, our filthy tongues, our inability, we would just say roza is fard upon you, like it was fard on the people, move on. But here subhanallah, there are so many elements, and one element we can understand here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this roza, Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully, is not just one directional. It's not just one thing. But in explaining this, other points are also there, Hazrat has mentioned. One Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah mentions, is that the roza is a very unique act of ibadat. That every act of ibadat, we feel that if we do it, we fulfill, we have done what is in our share, we don't need to do anything else. We prayed our namaz, alhamdulillah, checked off on the list, we prayed our namaz. But in reality, this act of roza, Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah says it has three aspects. One aspect is its ruh. One aspect is the jasad. One aspect is the nafs. The jasad is just an external body. If someone has passed away and a dead body is laying in someone's house, a mayyit is laying, we don't say it's Khalid there. We don't say it's Mahmud. We say it's just a dead body. We even take the name away from it. It's just an external form. It has no reality. So many of us, our roza is just, myself firstly, is just this external form. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the rubba sa'imin, perhaps a fasting person, he doesn't get anything illa al-ju'a, except hunger. But he said, I stayed away from food, I stayed away from drink, I stayed away from my carnal passions, from fajr time to maghrib time. What is there left? The reality is that fast is that Allah ta'ala is teaching him a message. And that message Allah ta'ala is saying is, oh my banda, for 29, 30 days, you stayed away from that was halal. You stayed away from zamzam water. Hazrat says, someone brings you zamzam after Zuhr on the 10th of Ramadan, you're not going to drink it. You stayed away from that which was halal. So the rest of your life, why can't you stay away from that which is haram? And if we only were to understand that which is haram because Allah Ta'ala wants us to be saved from that. Many of us think we have this wrong perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our ultimate benefactor. Allah would never make something impermissible for us, except that in that, the shar of that is more dominant than the khair. The evil of that overpowers the goodness. So Allah ta'ala's fadl and karam, that we understand the beauty of one simple action, one roza, and then we say that today, as we make our niyat that we are keeping roza, don't just make the niyat that we are keeping roza for today, but rather we are keeping roza from guna for the rest of our life. And if we continue on this path, as Hazrat mentioned, this is who a true salik is. A salik is not a person who worships the month of Ramadan, and now on the first of Shawwal, now dawahs come, and now there's now mixed gatherings, and videography, and photography, and everything. Then what was the purpose of the 29-30 days? Did it not leave an impact? And an additional point is that in this month there is no khas ibadat. Allah Ta'ala didn't increase one particular act of ibadat. There is roza outside of Ramadan. There is namaz outside of Ramadan. Khair, we don't pray tarawih, but namaz is namaz. What's the distinction? For Allah Ta'ala to show us that just as you lived for these 29 days, 30 days, then carry on in the future. Carry on for the rest of the year. And this is why the imprint of our a'mal in Ramadan, we will live off of this. This will be our residual income. We will live off of this for the rest of the year. May Allah Ta'ala open our eyes to this reality. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand. And subhanallah, all of these things, they are not learned in the kitabs. These are all learned from sitting in the suhba, sitting in the gathering, sitting in the companionship of such a waliya kamil, of such a sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have the qadr and be able to understand this thing. And not only the passive wali, we have ta'alluq with Hazrat, but the reality of having ta'alluq with Hazrat, just last night somebody was mentioning that what did you feel? I say every time we come to visit Hazrat, there's some new thing that we can get. And subhanallah, Allah ta'ala opens that now it's as if Hazrat is telling us that now it's enough that you're listening. What are you actually doing? What have you brought? What do we have? We can say, yes, alhamdulillah, we have the sohbat of our Hazrat. But if it means that we come to one majlis and then after we leave those doors, then we are back to our dunya, then what was the point of the majlis? It has to have an impact on us. It has to have this. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was having an issue. We learned this from our Hazrat. He was having an issue. He couldn't control his eyes. He came to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. He brought his complaint. Hazrat gave him advice. He came back after some days. Same complaint. Came back after a few more days. Same complaint. Hazrat Thanvi told him on the third time, you abuse your eyes, then you're no longer allowed back here. This was enough for him. That I lose my ta'alluq with my Hazrat? No, I can't do that. This was enough for him to push him over the edge. He said, now I'll control my eyes. And he never had the problem thereafter. So this is what we have to understand, that what have we taken and how much are we bringing the impact and the change of this in our life. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that all of our ibadat is true ibadat, not just rasmi, not just external outside form, but that Allah Ta'ala makes our reality and Allah Ta'ala makes our amal in reality and haqeeqah.